You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is April 2nd, 2008, and before I get started, I wanted to let all of my listeners know that I finally was able to speak with my half-sister. In my previous podcast episode, I mentioned I had been looking for my half-sister for a number of years and had finally found her. But I had yet to speak with her over the phone. But I'm happy to say that Sunday, after finishing up the last podcast episode, I received a phone call from her, and it was just such a pleasure to finally get to talk to her over the phone. We spoke for about an hour and a half, and we just had a lot to talk about. We have made a pact or a vow that we would phone each other at least once a week, and we're trying to make plans to possibly see each other this summer. As I mentioned in the previous podcast episode, it's been about 5 years since I've spoken to my half-sister over the phone, and it's been about 20 years since I've seen her. So I just wanted to give everyone an update before I get started today to let you know that I had finally spoken to her. Today's devotional is entitled, Take Refuge. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 62, and we're going to look at verses 5 through 8. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Storms are a part of life, and it seems everyone has been faced with a storm at some point in their lives. Just as a person caught in a rainstorm is happy when he or she has found shelter to keep safe until the storm has passed, happy and at peace is a person who finds refuge, finds shelter or comfort in God when faced with trials and tribulations. You see, people often think they are prepared for the storms that come their way, but then the storms become more severe than they had anticipated. And it is at this point people find themselves looking for an answer or a way out. But the only sure way out is turning to God and taking refuge. David wrote many psalms. He was the sweet psalmist of Israel. In chapter 62 of the book of Psalm, it clearly urges silent confidence in the victory of God over all enemies, because salvation is found only in God. David declared his complete dependence on God. He expressed silent resignation before the sovereign will of the living God. We must learn to run to God for safety, and oftentimes we forget this. I know a lot of times things hit us abruptly and suddenly, and it doesn't give us much time to think about what we really need to do and when we're faced with these situations. But we must learn to run to God for safety when we're faced with these situations. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, it says, "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us." The two immutable things are God's word and God's oath. Since God does not lie, and since he is all powerful, he will fulfill all of his promises. This unchanging nature of God is a Christian's consolation and encouragement. We are shielded by God's power. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, it states, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible," let me repeat that, "incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." You see, our salvation is grounded in God's mercy, his act of compassion towards us, despite our condition of sinfulness. God has given Christians a new spiritual life that enables us to live in an entirely different dimension than the one our physical birth allowed. Hope is a dynamic confidence that does not end with this life, but continues throughout eternity. God has already determined what we will one day experience in its totality. You see, God has set aside in heaven a wonderful inheritance that is waiting for us even right now. God keeps his people safe from external attack and safe within the protective boundaries of his kingdom. We do not now see or understand fully the salvation that God has prepared for us, but one day we will. We should thank the Lord for providing a safe haven for us. We should be glad to have him as our spiritual shelter. Our souls will never be in jeopardy as long as we take refuge in him. I hope everyone enjoys their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritualized Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.